I'm glad you guys are here. I'm already emotional, so bear with me. Today's message is entitled Changing Direction. Changing Direction. You guys hear me okay? What? The kids are staying in here. Today's a message that no matter how old you are, you should be able to understand this. Okay. Changing direction. Today's message, I'm going to more share with you my life. And I'm already crying. Let me pray, because I need help. Father, you are so good to us. And we don't deserve it. But I thank you for grace. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for doing what we couldn't do. Today I pray that if there's someone here who doesn't know your love, I pray somehow reach down to them, save their soul. And I pray you'd minister to our hearts and remind us how good you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Changing direction. I'm a little weepy because I miss my dad. There's times I wish I could talk to him. My dad never talked about his dad. He really didn't. And from what I understand, I believe he went through the Great Depression. He had a lot of kids. He had a lot on his shoulders. And men back in the day, they didn't know how to handle pressure. They didn't give them medication to deal with it. Back in that day, most men that didn't know how to handle it, they would drink a lot. I understand my grandfather was a hard man. I don't think my dad understood a father's love like he should have. He didn't talk about his dad a lot, and we didn't actually go there a lot. When I met my grandfather, he had a stroke, and so I think that softened him a little bit. I know his kids struggled with life. And so my grandfather, he didn't leave much of a legacy to my dad. And then my dad, in spite of that, he showed an unconditional love that was absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, most of his life he didn't know Jesus. And so I think he had to bear much of that burden in his flesh. And he struggled. I know he struggled. And I had the opportunity, after coming to know Christ, to share the love of Christ with my own father. And I remember being in the hospital, just praying, God, please reach my dad. Read him the Gospel of John. And my dad, I believed in the final moments of his life a grace that he gave that he didn't understand most of his life. I'm going to be in the book of Romans today, chapter 5. There are some amazing scriptural truth here that I think on Father's Day, we not only need to understand, but we need to understand that God can change our direction. Romans chapter 5, I'm going to read 3 verses to you. Romans chapter 5, verses 12, 13, and 14, it says, "Therefore, just as through one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin. And thus death spread to all men, because all sin. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned, according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. Adam essentially left us a legacy of sin. And I experienced that sin through that legacy. My grandfather's sin, his grandfather's sin, his grandfather's sin. And I'm willing to bet all of us have experienced that legacy. This is an important day because in this day, we get to look at the reality of that sin. All of us have had fathers or grandfathers or stepfathers or some form of a father. And I'm going to be honest with you, all of us have experienced extreme pain because of the legacy that was passed from Adam through Moses to all of us. Sin, according to what the Bible says, brings forth death. It just does. Many of you guys probably had things that your father or grandfather did that was a result of sin. When they were born into the world, they didn't want to be born being that way. I know I never really got to talk to my grandfather about this, but I know when he was born, he didn't want to be angry and mad and all the results of sin. He didn't want to pass that on to his own kids. But the truth is this. When you were born, everyone in this room, you were born with what's called a sin nature. That is this. No one ever taught you to lie. No one ever taught you to steal, to lust. No one ever taught you to take what is not yours. No one ever taught you to blaspheme God with your life. But the truth is this. When you were born into this world, you were born with what's called a sin nature. You might look like your parents in some way, but you also receive from them what is called sin. And the truth is this. Because of that, you were separated from our Heavenly Father's love. I can't explain what happened to me. There's a point when I get to heaven that I'm going to, I don't know, maybe I'll sit down and talk to the Lord about this, but I was following the same direction that my grandfather was headed, that my great-grandfather was headed, that my own father was headed. And I don't know why, but I love things in Scripture. It says, but God. And I want to share that part with you because today, as we think about Father's Day, I want to give you three definitions of grace that our Heavenly Father wants you to know about. Look at verse 15. Verse 15 is one of those, I'm going to just rest on this for a long time kind of verse. But, see, sin entered the world and death because of sin, and we all have felt the weight of that sin. But, see, what's really, really, really cool is that when man screwed up really, really bad, God says, I'm going to take care of this. And he says, but the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many. In the first definition, this word, it says a free gift. It's the word charisma. If you looked it up in the Greek, you've heard of charismatic churches, right? And what they're really trying to identify with is this gift. This, like, when sin entered in, we were dead in our sins and trespasses. And the only thing we could do is pass along that death to our kids and to our grandkids. There was no way for us to fix this problem. But by this free gift, and the word is charisma, and the first thing I want you to know is it's identified as it's a miraculous reality. See, if it was up to me in my own strength, I couldn't pass on anything to my kids. All I could pass is my sin debt. My wages of sin is death. And all I could give to Zeke, to Lydia, to David is that debt of sin. But by the grace of God, this gift, this miracle, God met me when I was this dead in my sin. And he said, Jason, I want to adopt you as my son. That is a mercy. That's a miracle. Because I had done nothing to deserve this. But the gift of God. And because of what Jesus Christ did, now I can pass to my kids a miracle. My kids are in church. That sin that changed directions in my life. Because of Jesus Christ, I can pass this free gift to my kids. I'm thankful, my dad. He's a hard worker. I'm a hard worker too. And my dad, even before he knew Jesus Christ, he modeled grace, empathy, love, and compassion that was not passed to him. And I think somehow, when Jesus Christ gave me this gift, somehow my dad, in spite of himself, it made it easy for me to understand this unconditional love, even though he never experienced it through his own dad. The first thing I need you to understand is it's a miracle. God's gift of grace is a miracle. And here's what I want you to understand. Your own dad in this life, he might not have been able to pass this to you because he was of Adam. And through the one man's transgression, this sin debt was passed to him as well. And here's what I need you to understand. Your heavenly father is not your earthly father. That even though sin entered in, and it scarred our view of who our Heavenly Father is. Through the one man, Jesus Christ, God has restored back the image of our Heavenly Father. It's a miracle. Secondly, let's look at verse 16. It says, And the gift. It's not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from the one offense resulted in condemnation. Here's the truth. Because of your sin, you have felt the weight of condemnation. Never being good enough. The devil will poke you and say, you don't deserve this free gift of grace. Try a little harder. Pull up your bootstraps a little bit more. And that's what condemnation is. But, what does it say? The free gift, the charisma, the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. This free gift is when the devil pokes you and says, you're never going to be good enough. Jesus Christ came into this world and he made available to you what's called justification. That at one point in my life, I was under the condemnation that I deserved. I was under the wrath of God. It was bearing down on my life, and the sin, I deserved it. I deserved to go to straight to hell. And so does every person. I don't care if you're 5 years old, 6 years old, 10 years old, 50 years old. Every one of us deserved, because we sinned, because we followed in the likeness of our dad's sin and our dad's dad's sin. But the gift of God takes away the condemnation that the devil throws on your shoulders. And I can say this, there is nothing in this world that can take that away. There's absolutely nothing that you can do or strive for that can take away the burden of sin debt or the condemnation of knowing that you'll never be right. But the free gift of Jesus Christ, it's like I was my sin debt, I was condemned, but Jesus took that off of me. The blood of Christ covers me, and now I am what's called justified. My Heavenly Father, it doesn't matter what I do until I die. It really doesn't, because it's been fully paid. Now, I don't want to sin that grace may abound. Hear me out. If you've been transformed and you've been born again, you don't want it. You don't want to sin to blaspheme your Father in heaven. You don't want to sin because you know of what's been given to you. You've been justified by the blood of Christ. And that is an amazing gift of grace. Justify. And here's the thing. When you've been justified, when you've been freely forgiven, I can stand here as a new creation, as a man forgiven and empowered to do what God has called me to do. And that's available to you as well. And I don't know if today someone in here still feels the weight and the condemnation of their own sin, has not yet freely understood the grace of God yet. But this is available. It's a gift. It's something that God wants for you. Another definition of this gift is what the word charisma. You can define it as gratuity, okay? I want you to think of it this way. Jesus Christ has been serving you. It says that when he came into this world to seek and save that which was lost, and he became the servant of us all, that God himself came from heaven's glory, and he came to serve us. And what's really awesome about this, he's already done the work. And the gratuity, the tip, it is freely given to you. He did the work, and then he gives you the free gift. It's an amazing thing. There's one more definition of grace that's given here, and you'll see this as we get into verses 17 and 18. It says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one," says, "much more those who receive," and that's what God really, all he wants you to do. He wants you to receive from himself this gift. It says, "to those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, in resulting in condemnation, even so through the one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life." There's one more definition of this grace that I really need you to understand. You can translate this word free gift in one other way. And it's the word deliverance. Charisma can mean deliverance.
And what you really need to understand about this free gift of grace, it also gives us life to deliver us from the wages of sin and death, and to bring us into a delivered life so that it's no longer I who live, but it is now Christ who lives through me. And so what you get is not my dad's sin, you don't get my grandfather's sin and his grandfather's sin, but what you get now, what my kids get now, is the deliverance from that sin into life. And now, the life I live, I can give freely to them through Jesus Christ. And it's free. It's something that you can't earn. It's something that our perfect Heavenly Father wants to give to you. And all He asks you to do is to believe. Believe what's been done for you. But the Bible says there, the only way you get this is you have to receive it for yourself. You have to believe that God is that good. You had to believe that it's the goodness of God that brings you to repentance. It's the goodness of God through Jesus Christ that even though sin has entered in your life and you look at your life and you're like, man, I'm messed up. All you have to do is just say, I need that. I need this gift. I need something to fix who I am. I can only pass to you what's been given to me. And I don't know if everybody in here has received that gift. But on this Father's Day, my plea of my heart is that you would receive that. That no matter what's been passed down to you, the gift of God is not like the transgression. It abounds and it grows and eternal life. So even though if my earthly body dies, I'm changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. I'm changed and I won't experience death. And you don't have to either if you would but receive the gift of God that's been given through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's bow our heads. God says this gift is given by grace to those who are humble and contrite of heart. If you know that you need this gift, if you know that you feel the weight of condemnation and sin for what you've done, and you just want to be forgiven, you want to have this freedom in Christ, you want to have a new life, a new birth, you want God to change the direction of where you're headed and bring you into His everlasting kingdom. If you need that, all I want you to do is raise your hand. If you've never received that before, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. If you're under the weight of condemnation because of your sin, and you need this charisma, you need this gift, you need this miracle in your life to change you forever, receive it. The Bible says that we cry out to Him. We lift up our hands. If you want to receive this gift, I don't care how old you are. If you need this gift, just raise up your hand. Raise up your hand to the Lord and say, I need you. Forgive my sin. It's freely given. The cost has been paid through Jesus Christ. It's time to change direction. It's time to change direction. And it can be given to you. Through one man, sin entered and death. And you've been separated from a holy and just and righteous God. And I need you to understand, God will give grace to the humble. But if you're full of pride, think you can do it in your own strength. God can't give you that. He resists the proud of heart. And on Father's Day, this miracle can be given to you. But you have to want to receive it by grace. It's by grace you've been saved, and this is not of yourself, because I can't boast, you can't boast, we can't do anything to boast. So if you need this grace, and you know maybe there's been pride in your heart, and you've been trying to do it on your own, this can be given to you. Humble yourself. And just raise up your hand to the Lord right now. If you need this gift, you know you need this gift. Don't play church here. We're not playing church. If you need the gift of God through Jesus Christ our Lord for eternal salvation, just raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray and thank God for the change of direction He makes available through Christ our Lord. Father, I thank You for taking a wretched sinner like me and like those who are with us today and making available this gift of grace. We thank You for new birth into the kingdom. We thank You that You said that we're a new creation in Christ. It's no longer I who live, but now it is Christ who lives within me. I praise You. I praise You because even though sin was my master, and because of that, I was separated from You, I thank You for this gift that is greater than the sin, that where sin abounded, grace abounded all the more. And I praise You for those who received Your grace today. It's not something they could do. Just as You wanted to offer it free, they received it. And I praise You for that. Because now, according to Your word, their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I praise You for the salvation of souls today. And I pray, Father, change us. Help us to walk anew. And as we've received this gift of grace, may we not hold on to it and keep it away from others, but may we freely give it ourselves because of what's been given to us. We love because You first loved us. And forgive us, Heavenly Father, for wasting this gift of grace, this miracle. Father, help send us, equip us, empower us through Your Holy Spirit to proclaim Jesus Christ, to lift up Your holy name. We thank You for being our Heavenly Father. We thank You for our earthly fathers. And we pray, Father, that You help us to reflect Jesus Christ, our Lord, and how we live and we love.